We work on our brand, our logo, our podcast art. But when was the last time you worked on branding yourself? That's right. The colors and clothes that you wear can affect your connections and income. So I have image consultant Amy Janice on the show to help us show up on stage, on podcasts, and meetings to get noticed and create a bigger impact. Let's get started. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey guys, it is Lindsay again with Leverage Your Podcast Show, and I have with me Amy Janice, and we are going to talk about branding, not in the way you may traditionally think. It's more about branding ourselves and our appearance and how we look. And your approach is not one that I've heard before, Amy. So I'm super excited to share this with people.
Absolutely. It's a little unique, but once you kind of get into it, it makes sense.
Yeah, I bet it does. And because you say that colors hold and conduct energy. So that was intriguing. But first, I kind of want to frame kind of like what we're talking about. Obviously, we guest on podcasts. I host a podcast. You're a speaker. We speak on stages. And even though we may not be on live stages, we're in Zoom rooms and so forth. And how we come across in our personal branding matters with perception and partners. And you say that your clothes and your colors affect your connections and income. That's, to me, I'm like, ooh, that's a bold statement. So can you kind of go into that?
Absolutely. First, I'll share a Harvard Business study, because we've most of us have heard this statistic before. It takes 3 to 7 seconds to make a first impression. And if you read the full study, they actually go into that more. Over half of that is based on your appearance and what you're wearing. I go further and say the colors. If you studied color theory at all, or if you're aware of the psychology behind color, that'll make sense. For example, if I said there's a fast food chain that has a particular shade of red and a particular shade of yellow, and kids love to go eat there, what would you say?
Yay, McDonald's.
Okay. So I'm not a proponent. I'm not like advertising for them.
Yeah.
I'm saying we spend billions of dollars in branding, colors, logos, things like that. That particular shade of red and particular shade of yellow invoke excitement and increase appetite.
What?
So you want to go there, you want to eat. It's an exciting place to be. The kids want to be there. So especially when they used to have those indoor playgrounds, a lot of them don't anymore. But there's reasons they chose those colors, and clearly it's working for them. Well, what if you knew the colors that did the same thing for you? So we all have our own color palette. Like I type in the elements, there are four elements.
Okay.
Each element has its own color palette. Within those color palettes, it's broken down into the energy of those colors. So when you're speaking on stage, you want to be seen and heard as the expert, right?
Yeah.
When you walk on that stage, or when the Zoom is presented on you, you want to stand out like that. So you would wear your dynamic colors, because that makes you stand out in that positive way while your clothes are still not taking away from you.
Right.
What I mean by that is, have you ever seen someone that's wearing something and you notice the outfit right away, and then you notice the person?
Totally. It can be distracting.
Exactly. That's when your colors wear you, or your clothes are wearing you. You're not wearing your clothes. So yes, it's gaining attention, but you're still hiding. I believe most of us hide in plain sight. A lot of it has to do with the, okay, let me go into this. So when I work with you and I type you, we talk about how you showed up as a child before the world told you who to be, as well as how you show up now. What happened with a lot of us is through either conditioning, teaching, trauma, or just the roles that we had to play, we learned that the path of least resistance was to cover up some of our most natural gifts. We might have been told you're too bossy, you're too loud, you're too emotional. Whatever you were told you're too much of, more than likely is one of your greatest gifts. But psychologically, we take that on to be negative and spend our entire lives trying to overcompensate and hide it. So I showed up as a water. I am a fire. So what does water do to fire?
Puts it out.
I was putting myself out. I was literally walking around like this. Like, I really want people to connect with me and see me.
Right.
Wondering why they weren't. And I did not know that the colors I was wearing were not energetically aligned with who I am. I changed my colors. This sounds insane. And if I didn't live it, and if I didn't watch others go through this, I would think I was crazy. Within 6 months of starting to wear my colors, and I was very hesitant. I was not like, oh yeah, I'm all in. I was like, no, I'm going to prove you wrong. I don't like those colors. I'm not a fire. I don't believe this. And less than an hour later, I was like, oh my God, she's right. So within 6 months of changing my colors, all of my relationships deepened with my family, my friends, my clients, my colleagues. Some of them fell off, and that was okay because the relationship wasn't really mutually gratifying anyway.
Yeah.
It was just time for those ones to leave. In addition, my income more than doubled, and I felt more in my own skin than I have in my entire life. My brother knows nothing about this stuff, and we hung out and he said, "You're more yourself than I've seen you in over 30 years."
Wow.
And that really hit home because the only thing I did was change the colors I was wearing.
Yeah.
But in doing so, I gave myself permission to just be me. And that is very powerful. So
That
your
is.
confidence goes up. It's a byproduct. Sorry if you don't want that. You feel better about yourself. And when you give yourself permission to fully be you, the people around you have permission to fully be them as well. So now you can connect easier. In addition to that, I very carefully craft what I wear whenever I do things like have conversations like this, because I know the colors that are going to open my heart and let me be vulnerable and let you see my heart so you can connect with me before I say anything. So I'm wearing one of those colors that opens my heart. Like, if you're trying to con people or gain people, this is not for you. I don't condone that anyway, but just saying. So if you really want those connections and you really want that genuine, like, this is who I am, this is what I'm offering, this is my heart, I could tell you what to wear for that. And then in addition, what to wear so that you know I am the expert on this matter and I do know what I'm talking about. I've studied a few different systems. I differ from a lot of my image consultant stylist peers in a couple of ways.
Yeah.
Number one, most of my peers believe that if you dress the outside, you'll feel it eventually, like fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Subscribe to that. I believe beauty is an inside out process. And the more beautiful you feel, the more beautiful you look. And I'm not using beautiful in the way that the magazines use it.
Yeah.
We're all beautiful. Like, I sincerely believe that you are a masterpiece, and our clothes are the frame, and you deserve to be framed as the masterpiece that you are. We all deserve to look and feel great. And I believe it's a little simpler than we try to make it. It's when we get the noise out of our head about what's around us. And when you confidently show up and your outside is aligned with your message, the audience can relax and receive that because they're not on guard. Like, what are they hiding? Because they see you.
Yeah. And that whole sense of like being who you really are and being comfortable in your own skin, like, and I've been on calls where you just, whatever reason, don't feel great that day, or just you're not in your zone, your mojo. And it's like, you don't make the connection with the person, or you don't, you know, nail the sales call, or you don't nail the podcast interview, or it just feels like something's off.
Yeah. And sometimes the colors can be that one little thing. I mean, sometimes life happens, right?
Oh, totally.
You go through things. Life is not always like roses, but I still find that when I wear my colors, even when I'm just lounging around the house, 98% of my wardrobe is in my energetic colors now. And when I wear something else, I feel different. Like I feel like I'm hiding. I feel like it's just different. It's really interesting. Like even my underclothes are in my element because I want to feel completely
That's
in
awesome.
alignment. So
So a lot of people are like, they have this misconception, like, okay, when you're speaking on stage, when you're engaging, either you wear a really bright, solid color to get noticed, or you wear black in a blazer because it's professional. Like, I feel like there are these stereotypes, or black is slimming or whatever, that we need to ignore, I guess, correct?
Oh, absolutely. So, okay, one of the big myths that I talk about is black looks great on everyone. It's slimming. It matches with everything. That's absolutely not correct. Black only looks good on about 15% of us.
Ooh.
So if it's not in your element and you're wearing it, you are literally hiding in plain sight. If you think about it, if you go to a concert or a theater production, the stagehands are typically all in black because they want them to blend in.
Right.
So sure, it's slimming because it makes you disappear.
Fair enough.
You don't want that. Now,
No.
wearing bright colors, it depends on if it's in your element or not. So for me, I only have one strip of bright colors, which is kind of like the turquoise teals that are behind me. Those are some of my dynamic colors. So I'll wear those occasionally, but I mean, that's a very loud color. It looks great when I wear it,
Yeah.
but I don't always want to wear that. So I can wear other colors. Some people can wear actual patterns on stage. Airs usually can wear patterns on stage. Most of the other elements I recommend against patterns on stage because it can be distracting,
Right.
but it's more of knowing the colors and even the metals and the shapes. Like there's also a neckline for each
Yeah.
element. So V-necks are great for me, where on an air, it's going to not totally be right. So my mother is an air and she doesn't have an eye for this, so I dress her. So when she's getting ready to do something and she has a couple of tops that are great colors for her, but they're V-necks, we'll soften it with a bulky round necklace. So for her, that works and softens it and brings it back to her round neckline that's good for her. For me, V-necks, triangles, like I said, even the metals, we all have our own metal.
Yeah.
All of these things ground us and empower us. And knowing it, again, sounds crazy until you feel it. But so yeah, black, going back to your actual statement,
Yeah.
black I don't really recommend because it only looks great on about 15% of us. The solid color with a blazer, I can get with that. I do that occasionally. I was just at a large networking event where when I got up to give my introduction, I was actually wearing this top with a wine colored blazer and wine colored like trousers.
Yeah.
And that worked for me. Like it was fitting. It sent the message I wanted to send and it was received the way I wanted it to be. But it depends on what you're doing
Yeah.
and element. And yeah, so I go into all of that, of course, whenever I work with you on what is best for you. But I do recommend staying away from black and staying away from white, especially on podcast or stage where it's being recorded, because the white will mess with the camera white balances and it can throw everything off. And white does not look great on everyone either. So those are
Yeah.
two colors that we're trained. They're neutral. No, they're
Yeah,
not.
yeah. Everyone can wear them. Exactly. And
I'll share two neutral colors if you want.
You share what?
I'll share two of the colors that I would deem as universal or neutral.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Neutral being everyone can wear them. So there's four. I'll give you two. Eggplant and teal, a true teal. Those
Really?
two colors, everyone looks good in.
They teal I like. I could not ever imagine wearing eggplant. But I guess this is kind of a burgundy, but interesting.
It's darker than that, but yeah.
Yeah. I would not have thought of that in a million years.
I wouldn't have before knowing all of this either.
Yeah. What do you mean though with colors having energy?
So Derek, okay, I'll show you. This is Earth, the Earth color palette that I'm playing
Yep.
with here. So, okay, we have all heard reds are typically a power color, right? They heighten emotion. They can exude confidence and stuff like that. They're also promote passion. So they're good for like date nights, but we all have our own reds. So that would be the energy that these reds would give off for an earth. The flesh tones for an earth, these are the flesh tones. Hard to see them there.
Yep.
And those are what opens your heart and allows others to connect with you easily. If an earth wanted to stand out, they were, let's say, they had a big talk or a big presentation, or they're going on a podcast, these are the colors they would want to wear. So earths get those bold, bright colors.
Yeah.
Right. I'll show you in comparison what one of the other ones would look like. So these would be the ones that a fire would wear, which I'm a fire.
Yeah.
These are the ones that an air would wear.
And if anyone's listening and not watching, they need to go to leverageyourpodcastshow.com so you can go to the show notes and watch the video. Interesting.
And then last but not least is the water. And the reason I'm sharing all of these is so you can see just how different they are.
Very different.
But the energy that they give off, all of these, if the right element is wearing them, the energy that they're going to give off is going to be that of, okay, I have something important to say. You really want to see me.
And so if I wore the wrong color, is it the energy of like how I'm reacting, or is the energy how it's being perceived by someone else?
Both.
Okay.
So subconsciously we're communicating. So think of it like a con artist. After somebody gets caught, right? We'll hear on the news, like, I knew there was something off. I just couldn't put my finger on it. When you're wearing colors that are not aligned with you, subconsciously you're sending a message. There's something I don't want you to see.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like you're hiding. Like, what are you hiding? And it's totally subconscious because most of us don't even realize the colors we're wearing are not in alignment with us.
Yeah.
But when you wear colors that are in alignment with you, you're saying, this is what it is. I'm presenting what it is to you, and you can receive that easier. So it takes less touches, conversions go up, sales go up, and connection and impact go up.
Wow.
Because you're in alignment with yourself and your outside matches your messaging.
That's crazy. And
I
so
love
how
that.
do you, there's one more question before I want to know how you work with people. I know you said, you have on your website about typing people or like a typing kit. What does that mean?
Okay. So I can type people virtually via Zoom or in person. So I send out a typing kit in the mail. And then we get on a Zoom call one-on-one for, it's about 30 minutes to an hour. And I direct you on which cloths to put on. I'll take a screen capture and then I'll have you do some certain hand movements. And then I'll ask you a series of questions. So I'm looking at how your eyes and your face react to the color of the cloth, in addition to the shape of your facial features, how you move your hands. And then we go into your characteristics. I'll ask you questions like, did you walk on your tippy toes as a child? Were you a rebellious, defiant teenager? Do you like a rigid schedule, or are you more spontaneous? So the questions don't really hurt. I do ask about your family dynamic growing up. Like, did you come from a loving home, or, you know, was there some trauma? Do you have siblings? Like, things like that. And all of that paints a picture because it shows me how you showed up and how you were conditioned to show up.
Ooh.
And then I take you through and show you the pictures and what I see. I tell you what your element is. And then I tell you what that means. You'll get a guide. You'll get the, breakdown of your color fan, what colors mean what, like what colors correlate with what energy, when to wear them, the metals that you get, the neckline patterns, accessories, even the shape of your eyeglasses, all of that. And then typically most of my clients either work with me one-on-one or go into my group course where we can kind of dig into what that means, what your gifts are, what your shadow sides might be. It's like for a fire, we tend to not be patient and we tend to try to do it all on our own. So it's helpful to learn to slow down, trust the process, and that it's okay to let people help us. Earths tend to be perfectionists. And while these, some of these characteristics may resonate with you or all of them, We have all four elements in us, but you have one primary. And so a lot of people in the beginning stages of working with me, they struggle with this because they're like, no, I think I'm this. And I'm like, okay, once again, look at all of these things. And as they start to really step into their element, they realize they've been suffocating their natural selves to be who they thought they needed to be. So some different elements actually take longer to see this. It's kind of funny seeing patterns, but we also go into how to shop for that person, right? Or for that element, as well as even looking at our individual body types and insecurities. Some of my colleagues will almost pressure clients like, oh, that looks amazing on you. You need to buy it. You need to wear it. And the client might feel very uncomfortable in it. Well, it doesn't matter how great it looks on you. If I see something and I'm like, you've got to wear this the next time you talk on stage and you're fidgeting in it because it doesn't feel right to you, it's going to have the same effect as if you wore the wrong colors and as if you were lying on stage, because it gives the notion that something is not right.
Totally. You need to feel comfortable.
Yeah. So I have two rules. One, I do want it to be in your element. And two, you have to be comfortable in it. I'll push you a little bit outside of your comfort zone, just a little bit, but not to the point where you're literally uncomfortable. Like, I have a client who hates her legs. She calls them her tree stumps. She says she has fat knees. She's my best friend also. And the first time she said that, I fell out laughing. I was like in such shock. Like, what? She hates her legs. When I look at her, most other people look at her, we don't notice her legs. We see her tiny little waist and hourglass figure. But that's her insecurity. Totally. So when I'm looking at things, like I'll see like a romper that's shorts and I'll be like, oh, and I'll be like, oh, it would look great on her, but she's not going to be comfortable in it. That goes right back on the rack.
Yeah.
My insecurity is my lower belly. And I have a very long torso, so I can't even wear rompers as cute as they are. But when I'm looking at something, my eyes go straight there. So I do have a couple of trusted friends that will tell me like, yeah, that's drawing attention there. Yeah. Or they're like, you're crazy. All I see is boobs. Get it. So it depends on, you know, what our individual insecurities are as well. And I work with all of that because I'm not going to tell you, oh, get over it. You're beautiful. And I'm not going to tell you, well, it looks great. You need to get it.
Yeah.
I'm also not going to tell you, ooh, that looks awful. Take it off. My approach is, I mean, I'm honest. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say there's a better option, or that draws attention to the area you don't like. So let's look for something.
Right.
So I come from a place of more gentle, encouraging, and love, because we already have enough body issues and body shapes going on. I don't want to contribute to that.
No.
So, yeah.
So there, you actually, that's amazing. So you actually help people shop. So again, as a speaker, as a podcaster, you're like, hey, I need to up my game. I need to update this, the brand. You can actually help them with that before they have their next gig or launch their podcast or whatever it may be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, I offer a variety of ways to work with me. So it depends on the person's comfort level and just where they're at. Some people love to shop. So once I give them their colors and I share, like, here's what you want to look for, they're off and running. And then other people are like, yeah, I hate to shop, or I'm still lost. Like my mother, I've showed her so many times how to see the colors and she just doesn't see it. So I do the personal shopping for her. So I do have different ways that I can work with people. I also have what I call stylist on standby, or SOS, where people have the ability to like message me like, hey, I have this event coming up. I don't know what to wear. Here's the three outfits I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you yes to this one because of XYZ, yes to this one because of XYZ, and no to this one because of XYZ. And then, or, you know, I'm packing for this trip, or I'm going on this date, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So I do offer that as well. I can do as much or little for you if you want.
That's great. Cause again, post COVID, now that we are going back to, like, you were just on that marketing cruise, now that we are getting back, it's like the thought of having to buy that kind of attire, like, I think I would vomit.
And not just the top, because so many of us have had,
right?
Get the Zoom mullet or business up top and party on the bottom or whatever. Yeah, it's different because we have to actually clothe our full bodies, not just face.
Yeah, I know. Good Lord. What kind of feedback have you been getting from clients?
Oh my goodness. It's ranged from one client said she 4X'd her income just by changing her color. She didn't change anything else. Another client, it was a husband and wife. He got it for the wife and then decided, okay, maybe I need this too.
Oh, nice.
And they're also dear friends of mine. But they went to a virtual, or not a virtual, sorry, they went to a in-person event after I actually flew out and went shopping with them in their city. And when I got my debrief with him, he's a tech guy and he used to wear black and now he does not. And he said, I felt seen for the first time. He said, usually as tech guys, we're just the tech guys. He said, I wasn't just the tech guy. I was Justin. I was somebody.
Oh,
And like, that just gave me the chills all over again. Just like
yeah,
when I
that's
heard him say that.
huge.
So it's, he actually also shared one of his mentors. He met, I was in his city for an event and he met me for dinner. And one of our mentors, who was a longtime mentor of his, saw him and was like, you look great. You look like you've lost like 30 pounds. And he just shrugged and said, I'm just wearing the colors Amy told me to wear. I haven't lost anything. So I was like, oh, okay. I like that. That's another great little piece of feedback. So it's been from, it ranges from increase in confidence
Yeah.
to increase in income to the deeper connections and more impact. The way I look at it, I think I might have already said this. So if I did, it just bears repeating. The more you are at home in your own skin, the more you feel free to be who you are, the more you hold space for others to do that as well. And that can actually save someone's life.
Yep. That's true. So it's not a case of, oh, I want to portray this image, therefore I need to wear this. It's all about being true to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm game for a good costume party or, a good, like, I host murder mystery parties that have themes and we dress up for them. That's great. We play those characters, we dress in those roles. When you're going on stage and you're representing your messaging and your brand and your business and the impact you want to have in this world, doesn't that come from your heart? Like, shouldn't that alignment be apparent? So dressing the part might mean, okay, let me put it like this. We all have different roles we play in life, right? I ride motorcycles. I like
I did not
to,
know that about you.
I have three. I like to feel sexy and go out, with my
Yeah.
girlfriends. I like to go to networking events and I'm starting to get past different, stage fright things to like standing on stage and sharing my messages. I'm going to dress very differently for all of those things,
Right.
but I'm still me in all
Right.
of those things. So that style is still me. It's still what I, even though they're very different styles, it's still very much me. So when I work with you, it's supposed to be your style. It's not my style. It's not what I think like looks great on you. I mean, I'll share, but it's what you feel comfortable in and what style you want to portray. If you want to portray a more relaxed, approachable type of coach or whatever, okay, we're going to style you that way where you're comfortable and it's in alignment. If you want to establish yourself as an industry leader and expert and you're speaking to CEOs, you might need to up your dress game a little bit. You know what I mean? You might need to come in a suit or a dress and really look that executive
Yeah.
part because that's what's in alignment with your messaging. So, yeah, it should be in alignment, but the styles are going to vary depending on what your messaging is
Right.
and who you are. One of my mentors, every time he gets on stage, he takes his shoes off so he can be grounded. And so he's a very casual, he wants us to come back to earth. He's like a save the planet, one with the dolphins. He's an amazing human being. And so he'll wear jeans and a t-shirt and he did let me type him, so he's starting to go more in his colors. But that's him. Like, he starts every single morning paddleboarding in the ocean.
Wow.
So for him to put on a three-piece suit, there's going to be a misalignment.
Totally.
So it just depends on your messaging and who you are. So that's one of the things that we work together on to hone in, is your style.
I love that.
Did I answer that question? I know I went on a tangent.
Absolutely. Because it can feel daunting to know. And I mean, you grow up, you have journeys, experiences, life, whatever. And sometimes you like lose who you are. Sometimes you gain it back. And then when it comes to like personal style and your colors, it can be an area that we don't have confidence to create. And you could be wearing something that's turning people away and you don't even realize it.
For sure. So two thoughts behind that. One is, we do tend to have all these roles, especially, I can speak from a woman's point of view, right? Mom, wife, business owner, daughter, sister, like all these different titles. And we tend to pour into all of these things, and we're trying to be the best we can at all these things. And we often forget to be the best for ourselves. Well, I'm going to share this. When I was growing up, I noticed holes in like my mother's underclothes. And I was like, because I was tasked with doing laundry. And I was like, why? Like, why don't you just go? It's not even that expensive. Just go buy some panties. And she was like, well, every time I start to, you guys need socks or shoes, or your dad needs this, or the house needs this. So we tend, and I was like, that's nuts. I'm never doing that. Fast forward to being a grown up, I realized I wouldn't buy myself socks. I would wear my ex's hand-me-down socks.
Isn't that funny?
And so now I have like a sock fetish. I have more socks than any human needs, because I'm like, oh, I like those. I'm going to buy them.
Yeah.
Because I realize it's something so small, but it's something significant. And we tend to just continue to put ourselves on the back burner, where one day we have to realize that investing in ourselves is actually investing in those around us.
Yeah.
Again, when you show up as your full best self, because you're pouring into you, you have more to give others. So that's one thought behind that. Another
Absolutely.
thought.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. I'm like talking 5 million miles a minute here. One of my clients came from a small town, and she was sharing that she was at this networking event. She, you know, got connected through the host to share a hotel room with someone. This lady had been on film in Hollywood and all these great things. And she told her, you are an amazing business coach. Like, you're really smart. You're really bright, but I would never spend money with you because you shop at Walmart. And this coach was like, first of all, how can you tell? Like, she's like, I have a small town. That's my option. But like, how can you tell? And she said, you can tell the quality of the clothes and the look of them. Like, you can just tell that they're low budget, like mass produced. And now she shops at department stores like Macy's and Dillard's. And she's like, it's funny because now I can tell the difference. I know when someone is wearing like Walmart clothes versus department store. Not saying like you have to spend a ton of money on clothes. I don't want that to be the message that I'm sending. However, when you invest in quality clothes, it does present yourself, especially if you're a six-figure business coach. It does, or wanting to be that, it does give you a different look and feel. And also, I'm starting a new challenge for my clients to start paying double what they normally would on their clothes. Reason being, I know that sounds insane. Reason being, most of us have a closet full of clothes, some with tags on it, because it was on sale. I might wear it. I mean, it's not the right size today, but you know, might be next month. Stop buying that stuff. If you instead invest in a piece that's going to be more better quality made, that you're going to get more wear out of, that
it probably
is going to
fits
hold
better.
Together better. Exactly. All of those things, you're going to spend less money. You're going to have less clothes, but you're not wearing those other clothes anyway. So there's some psychology behind that as well. And honestly, I still shop at some of the cheaper places, especially for those one-off costumes and things like that. Or if I'm going on a trip and I know I'm, you know, I want different bathing suits because I have pictures in all the other bathing suits, I'll buy the expensive stuff. But I don't expect a lot out of those items.
Yeah.
But I have my core quality pieces that, and you can find them on clearance. I found a $150 dress on clearance for $18, and it's one of my speaker dresses.
Sweet.
Like, when you learn how to shop and when to look for things, and you just kind of keep your eye open, you could come across things. So you can get quality pieces and still not spend a great deal of money.
Yeah.
There's ways to do that too. I'm not out here just saying, oh, be bougie and you have to be a name brand. That's not my messaging. But
Yeah.
when you invest a little more and it's higher quality, it also makes you feel better.
That's
It looks
true.
better on your body too.
Yeah, you're right. And it does feel different. And you do portray a different image. Yeah. I mean, again, it's like, you know, we think about our logos and podcast art and all of our branding, but we kind of miss this part of the branding sometimes, and that energy and that image that we portray, which is totally key, especially now that everyone's on Zoom, on podcasts.
We're in a very visible society, and a lot of people are using filters and AI and all of these other things. I'm not a proponent for that. I believe in realness. So I don't use filters. I mean, I'm wearing a little bit of makeup, but that's a little bit of makeup. It's still me. It's, you know, I'm not doing
It's not a Snapchat
all of the
filter.
filter type stuff. For one thing, I don't want you to like meet me in person and not know who I am
True.
because you've seen me online or through filters. So I believe in realness, and I believe that our flaws are what make us beautiful. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I've got insecurities too. Like, I believe we all do. I just think it's time for us to kind of let go of a lot of that stuff that's pushed down our throats,
Yeah.
and instead recognize and appreciate the beauty in the flaws, so to speak.
Agreed.
Just like our gifts as children, right? Like, if you're told
Yeah.
you talk too much as a child, you're probably an amazing storyteller or speaker or teacher, but you might have pushed that down.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I want to celebrate who we are and not the pretendness of who we wish we were, I guess.
Yeah, or feel that we should be. Yes. Well said. That was so informational. Yeah, I've never really thought about colors that way, only relatively on like how a color makes me feel, or I feel good when I wear pink or whatever it may be. But yeah, the fact that it will impact your connections, your relationships, your income, how you show up and how you're perceived. It's an easy thing to change.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
So there, even if somebody doesn't resonate with me, like, that's awesome. Still think about this. According to the latest statistic that I saw, 30% of people who work with an image consultant or stylist, or not 30%, I'm sorry, people who work with image consultant and stylist earn 30% more than their counterparts.
Really?
Yes.
Hot
So
damn.
that, I mean, that's across the board. That's not necessarily my system. I feel like my system probably gives you an edge up on that, but
That's
I mean,
interesting.
I'm biased, of course. But yeah, so it's like you said, we hire professionals for all these other things,
Right?
and we never think of our own image.
No.
But when I got typed, I had that thing. I like my style. I'm not changing for nobody. When I realized I didn't have to change my style, all that I did was incorporate these other colors.
Yeah.
It's still my style. It's still me. And we like to say, don't judge a book by its cover. Unfortunately, we are all guilty of, we do, even if it's
Human.
subconscious. And so what makes us think other people are not doing
Yeah,
the same
I know.
as us?
It happens all the time.
It does.
Love it. How can people get your help and connect with you and learn about what you do?
So I do have a website, embodyyourelement.com. That's embodyyourelement.com. And you can also email me at amy@embodyyourelement.com. I do have a gift. Are you able to share a link?
Yeah, of
Okay.
course.
But I do have a gift, 3 secrets to look and feel great. And I will get that link to Lindsay to share with you guys.
Sweet.
And yeah, there's, from there, you'll be able to find my social media,
Yeah.
get on my email list if you want, connect with me directly. There's several ways to connect with me through those ways right there.
Awesome. Perfect. I appreciate you, Amy. Such a great conversation that I don't hear any podcasters talking about. So I'm excited to get this out there and let people share their brilliance and how they look and their personality.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. If I may, one final thought. Just want to remind you that you are a masterpiece. Please don't forget that. You really are.
Thank you for that. Adore you. Thank you, Amy. And we'll see you guys next week on the Leverage Your Podcast show. And have a great week. Bye. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.